Without God for our leader, Brother Michael, without God for the more than 100 missionary journeys he has had within the nation, and more than 20 missionary journeys in the region. We thank God for the journey to France, for the book ministry,
and the prayer school he attended in South Korea. We thank God for the teaching ministry that Brother Michael has been able to carry out on Tuesdays, on Sundays. We thank God for the leadership training courses, especially the Easter training of the pastors and leaders. We thank God for the two special sessions of the School of Knowing and Serving God that He has granted us. The first was in 2003, where about 20 of us had a 2 weeks training on what it means to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God for the training earlier this year in Gulu to train evangelists, pastors, and church planters that led to an explosion in the work in the north. We thank God for the 9 end-of-year retreats that we have been able to have since 2011. We thank God for the books by Brother Zach that has been taught, and the books of the Bible that have been studied. And we thank God because more recently, due to the COVID crisis, the teachings have been put online on YouTube so that we can watch and even review them. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We thank God for the church planting because we have churches in 83 localities. And we thank God because we have more than 250 house churches nationwide. We thank God for the projects that He has enabled us to carry out. We thank God for the Kampala plot, this present plot we are in, that was purchased in 1997, and this building that was constructed between the years 1999 and 2001. We thank God for blessing us with a plot, a 10-acre plot in Chungu, Mukono, and that is where the CMF school is situated. We thank God because He gave us a minibus. At that time, it was a big thing for us to raise the money for a minibus. We thank God for the tiling of this church floor. It had been a problem for long. The cement kept coming off, so it was a big thing for us. We thank God for replacing the roof. One jolly day, the wind just blew off the roof, half of the roof. And we thank God that He provided for its replacement. We thank God for the church in Chiwoko because even though small, it was the first church outside Kampala that was able to get land for themselves and build. We thank God for Kampala Building Project, the second one that has started and by the grace of God shall be completed. We thank God for enabling us to revamp the Mercy Works Department. In 1998, we had the Bethel Medical Center under our ministry, but we could not continue when we moved over to this particular plot. But last year, August, we were able to restart Hope Comprehensive Medical Center in Banda. And we thank God for the Conquest Institutes in Gulu that have been authorized, and we are just waiting for the opening of schools to be able to start. Our God has been good to us, and we give Him all the glory. We thank God for the secondary school ministry. It began in a small way in Kitante Hill School when we had just come to Uganda. We thank God very much for the then principal, Sister Devota, who even gave us her house to stay in for 2 years without rent. We thank God for the secondary school ministry in Namasumbi Secondary School, where Sister Deborah and Brother Thomas Odoi were, and where Pastor Michael went to visit and minister on a number of occasions. We thank God for Mengo Secondary School ministry that began in 2011 and has continued to this day. And then we thank God for the explosion that took place when the secondary school ministry was launched in Busia District, and over 20 secondary schools were visited and fellowships began in them. And this was followed by Gulu District. We thank God for the second Busia mission that not only reached out to the students, but began to reach out to the parents, leading to the planting of house churches. Praise be to the name of the Lord. We thank God for the university ministry that began in Makerere University. And there were many times when Brother Zach visited and he ministered both to the students and the staff of Makerere University. We had many visits and many outreaches to reach out to the students in the various hostels and halls of residence. We thank God for the Mulago paramedical schools that also became an evangelism center, leading to the salvation of many students, some of whom are still in the church today. We thank God for the Chambogo University model ministry that has produced many student ministers. We thank God for the Gulu University ministry that was launched when Brother Evans went there, and there has been an explosion since the School of Knowing and Serving God earlier this year. We thank God because he has enabled us to have an East African Bible Students Camp. And we thank God because in the second camp, Brother Joseph Ngando, the International Students Leader, actually came and ministered to us. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God because at the moment we have 5 student missionaries and some are actually stationed in Gulu to boost the work. Weddings, we thank God because we've had more than 30 couples wedded in the ministry, and 25 of them are presently critical co-workers in the ministry. In the ministry of fasting, we thank God because in the year 2000, we were able to carry out a church planting fast for the nation, for the church in Kampala. We thank God because he has granted us more than 20 ministry fasting, 40-day fasting sessions, and over 80 people have contributed in these 40-day fasting sessions, and we have had more than 1,000 fasts of 3 to 21 days. We thank God because from the first week of our arrival in Uganda, we started the fasting intercession for the nation on Wednesdays, and it has continued to this day. In the ministry of prayer, we thank God because he led us to pray on Thursday nights between 1999 and 2010, and Friday nights from 2011 to this day. We thank God because he has enabled us to have 3 40-day prayer crusades for the ministry in Uganda, and we have been able to follow up the ministry fasting prayer crusade programs at the headquarters during the we have had 3 40-day prayer crusades following up the ministry at the headquarters. We thank God because he also enabled us to have a 70-day prayer crusade in 2015, and we've had many prayer sieges. We thank God for the House of Prayer, the Kampala House of Prayer for All Nations, which was first launched on the 15th of July 1999 and has continued to this day. We thank God for the prayer school that began in 2016, and we've had 5 sessions and more than 100 students have participated. We thank God because he has given us 8 students who have completed at least 4 sessions and who are leading prayer teams in the various churches and the various zones. We thank God for the ministry to children that was launched right from the first year. We thank God for the many children retreats, teens retreats, youth retreats that he has given us. And 2 years ago, he enabled the ministers to children to begin a prayer chain for the children ministry, with one teacher praying each day of the week, which has continued till date. Praise be to the name of the Lord. We thank God for the evangelism. He has enabled us to produce and distribute in the nation and the region over 400,000 evangelistic tracts. We thank God for the tracts that have been translated into 3 Ugandan languages, Luganda, Lunyankole, and Acholi. We thank God for the 12 tracts that have been written. We thank God for the over 10 evangelistic crusades using the Jesus film in the various regions of the nation using their language. We thank God for the door-to-door evangelism programs that have been carried out in Kampala and in the other churches. And we thank God for the highway evangelism that we've carried out, especially the Kampala Mbarara House Highway that led to the planting of the church in Biji. We thank God for the Greater Kampala Mission that led to the planting of the churches in Salama and in Kaboja. We also thank God for the Radio Voice of the Cross programs that we carried out using the national radio. We thank God for the Bible Correspondence courses that registers over 3,000 students at the moment. We thank God very much for the book ministry and the over 10,000 copies of Brother Zach's books that have been sold in Uganda. We thank God for the 6 books that have been translated into Lunyankole. We thank God for the evangelical musical dramas that have been recorded and produced and that brought many people to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God so much for the East Africa conventions that Brother Zach carried out. The first was the missionary consultation in Nairobi, followed by the missionary convention, the convention in Gahini, Rwanda, then the convention in Kigali, Rwanda, the convention in Mbale, Uganda, the convention in Chungu, Uganda. We bless the name of the Lord. We also thank God very much for blessing us with Brother Theodore as our leader from 2009 after Brother Zach went to be with the Lord. We thank God for the favor that he has granted us. Brother Theodore has visited and ministered to us twice, and he has also led an East African convention in Rwanda in 2016. We thank God very much for all the trips that he has enabled us, some of our brethren, to carry out to Kume at the headquarters. Brother Michael has been there at least 10 times. We thank God for all those who have attended the International Bible Students Camps, Brother Dixon, Brother Brian, Brother Sam, Sister Elizabeth, Sister Ruth, Sister Prisca. We thank God for those who have been able to participate in the World University of Prayer and Fasting courses, Sister McCrean, Sister Jane, Sister Elizabeth, Sister Carol. We thank God very much for all of those who were able to attend our World Convention in 2019, last year, December. Our God has been good to us. We give him praise, we give him glory and honor. We thank God who has faithfully protected us over all these years. We thank God for his abundant provisions for us. We thank God for his exceptional leadership towards us. We thank God very much for also some people that have come from the headquarters to minister to us, notably Brother Joseph Bisson, who visited and ministered to us on two occasions. As I've mentioned, Brother Joseph Ngando and Brother Theodore's traveling companions, Brother Israel Summer and Brother Jean Ganquist. We thank God very much for Mami Prisca, who has also visited and ministered to us, especially in the direction of the ministry to children, on 3 occasions. We thank God for our brethren who have visited us and ministered, like Sister Esther Gwan, Brother Atta Togo, Brother Jean-Francois Edoge, Brother Rene Enone. We want to thank God also for all our ministry friends and well-wishers in Uganda and in the nations. And we will not fail to mention our faithful departed, who were faithful co-workers, friends, but who have gone to be with the Lord, Brother William Munobe, Sister Miriam Munobe, Brother James Higenyi, Sister Catherine Higenyi, Brother George Bagea, Sister Lydia Nisome, and Sister Harriet Ajambo, among others. God Almighty, Lord of the harvest, King of kings, Lord of lords, we give you all the praise, honor, glory, and majesty. All that we have done, O God, you have done for us and you have done through us. To you be all the glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.
Before she goes, wherever you are, in your various house churches, can we just give a clap offering to the Lord? Because the Lord indeed has been good. Wherever we you are, let us just clap to the Lord. In 1995, the 2nd of September, 1995, that is when we were ordained or were sent off as missionaries to Uganda. It was very early in the morning. In those days, the missionary send-off, they used to be in a big hall. But very early in the morning, our send-off on the 2nd of January 1995 took place. September 1995 took place. And we're so blessed because on the same day, Brother Zhang was traveling on a mission trip to India. And we're so blessed because we traveled together with him in the same plane. And he gave us a lot of hints. I think we were one of the missionaries that were so blessed. Because actually we had a school of knowing and serving God. For those hours, I sat on one side. Sister Makin sat on the other side. And through our brother gave us the hint of what he saw as what the missionary, the mission, Uganda mission should look like. So we actually thank the Lord because he gave us directives, he gave us hints, and we thank God because 25 years ago, two of us just across here, because when we arrived here in Uganda, we didn't even know where we were going to sleep, but why we were in the bus, because when we left Cameroon, on the 2nd of September 1995, we arrived in Kenya, and Brother Zhang was to have ministry there for 2 days. And then on the 5th, we now left Kenya, traveling by bus to Uganda. We have never been to Uganda before. We didn't even know what to expect. And just while we were inside the bus, as we were approaching Kampala, I asked someone who was sitting by my side, if you arrive in Uganda at night like this and you needed where to stay, where will you stay? Where can you stay? And he advised us, you can go to this place, Namirebe Guest House, and where, unfortunately, when we arrived there, the places were all booked. That was moving towards 8 p.m. already. And then finally, we were directed to Protestant Medical Bureau Guest House, and that is actually where we spent that night and finally ended up spending a week in that place, and that is where actually our ministry in Uganda started, inside a rented room in a guest house, and that is where we started, and we were able to have our first meeting, our first teaching. I was the teacher, she was the first student. I taught our first breaking of bread, and then we started way out, and very soon we got a house not far from there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is how it has moved. And as we said, as our sister, from just listening to the various testimony, various topics of thanksgiving, that as our sister was reading, you know that we can take a month, we can take a whole year just thanking God for his goodness. Our God has indeed been very good to us. The ministry has not remained in Uganda. It has spread out. That is why we want to listen to some of the testimonies, just a brief testimony from our missionaries who were the fruit of our work here in Uganda that went to other nations, and presently now they are actually there serving in other nations. We thank God for the changes in here. We thank God for the Lugombos in Kisumu, Kenya. We thank God for the Manzi in Pretoria. We thank God for the Nupudems who are in Juba. We thank God for the Lutalos, the second missionary couple to hear, and we shall listen to some of their testimony. May God bless you as you continue to watch.
I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. This is where my journey with CMFI Uganda began. Glory to God. Hi, my name is Ivan Manzi. I'm the missionary number one to South Africa, based in the city of Pretoria. The call of Abraham summarizes how I came to CMFI. This is my story. The Lord had spoken to me and told me that He would show me the land He wanted of me. He wanted me to settle. And it was at the house church meeting at the Nisomes that the Lord confirmed to me that CMFI was my land. CMFI was my promised land. CMFI was my inheritance. I give glory to God. So, in August 2004, Sister Olivia and I received the call of God to go as missionaries to the city of Pretoria in South Africa. And in the month of November, into the year 2005, after much preparation, we were sent to the mission field from the church in Kampala by our brother Zach. I give glory to God. Glory to God. We have planted an assembly in Pretoria with 85 members, 35 adults, and 50 children. We have 3 functional house assemblies under 10 families, where meetings are held. We give glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give glory to God for the missionaries who have come as missionaries to Uganda. Glory to God for the 25 years of Uganda ministry. Glory to God for the missionaries having raised, trained, and sent missionaries such as Olivia and myself to the missionary field. I give glory to God. We give glory to God that through the missionaries, not only Uganda has been reached with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, but even other nations such as South Africa have been reached for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Glory to God, and glory to God, and glory to God again. Glory to God, to the Lord who leads us in triumphant procession. Glory to God. We give glory to God for the 25 years of Uganda ministry. Happy 25th, Mama and Papa. All my love. Bye from Pretoria.
So we are now watching Kenya in Somo, Pastor Andrew and the team. Sister Deborah, who is near Ihaiwu, was the first convert.
For successfully and by God's mercy, reaching for the 25th. Yes. to have both properties for the church. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the current project that we have is a mission, a missionary house that is being built.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you, Pastor Mai. May the Lord bless you, Mami, and all the brethren in Kampala, in Uganda. May God bless you all. We are happy. Enjoy the day. We enjoy you. May God bless you all.
May God bless you, Anna. May God bless you, and may God
bless all the boys.
Amen. Thank you very much, our beloved brothers. Your love is timeless. We love you. Thank you very much. We greet all of you from Juba, South Sudan.
I believe it was an exciting moment getting in touch again with our brethren. Judith, it was great just hearing your voice. Marianne, thank you very, very much. We will never forget your dancing here while you were with us singing. David, thank you very, very much for the wonderful blessings you are releasing to us. We are grateful. Ivan, thank you very, very much. I saw your beard was becoming like that of John the Baptist. God bless you. It was wonderful. Thank you very, very much. Pastor Andrew, you have not changed. Ever you so zealous. So grateful. We thank the Lord because we are making progress. We are making progress. As you can see in the different places, God is at work. You could see what is happening here. You could see the breakthrough they are having. And our work actually in South Sudan is moving close to 10,000 believers already. So we thank God for what he is doing. Thank you people very, very much, Pastor Andrew and the team. We thank God for the breakthrough we are having. Pastor Ivan, Olivia, we thank each of you. Today is a special day. And I believe that God has something special for every one of us. I want to share briefly, first of all, by thanking God for his goodness. God has been so, so good to us. First of all, by even counting it us worthy that we could be called as missionaries to come to a nation like Uganda. It was a great privilege. So we thank God who not only picked us, but who actually, as he promised, came with us and has stood with us. I thank the Lord for blessing me with a wonderful wife who heard the call of God and was able to follow me as well to the mission field and for all that we have been able to do together. I am very, very grateful that when the Lord calls a person, the Lord equally calls someone who can be a helper and stand with you so that the purposes of God can come to pass. We are very, very grateful for those who right from the beginning, Sister Deborah, Sister Margaret, Brother Collins, Brother Nambofu, Brother William, who has gone to be with the Lord, these starting members who saw nothing that was worth following, and they just follow because they saw people and decided to follow. The Lord touched their hearts. We are grateful for every one of them. We are grateful for all the saints who believed us. They came, listened to the gospel, believed us, and finally they came and they are actually within the church and serving the Lord with us. We are grateful. We are grateful, very, very grateful, extremely grateful. Hallelujah. So again, we thank God, we thank God, we thank God for his goodness. He has been so, so good, so, so good. We want to thank God again for our various missionaries couple who not only believed the Lord, but who believed us, and they were able to be available to be sent to go for the Lord and to go for the purposes of our God. We are very, very grateful to the Chinjis, grateful to the Lugombos, grateful to the Manzis, grateful to the Nupudems, grateful to the Lutalos, that they could trust the Lord and trust us as their leaders to be able to go to where they are, leaving their various country, leaving their various profession, because none of these people who went was jobless. They left something in order to go for their God. They value the souls of men far more important than what they were doing, and they could sacrifice their nation, and they could sacrifice many other things in order to go for their God. We are grateful and grateful to every one of you on a day like this. When we came to Uganda, we were quite young in the Lord. I was just around 10 years old in the Lord. Almost the same age with Sister Macrin, around 9 years old in the Lord. So we're young and inexperienced. And therefore, we have moved in that pathway of learning many things that we do in the mission field. And we thank God for those who trusted us in our youthfulness, in an inexperience, and who stood with us. And as a result of that, we have learned along the journey together. On a day like this, we cannot but proclaim what the Lord is saying, and what we believe that the Lord is saying concerning us. Wherever you are, I want to share briefly some few things that the Lord put on my heart. 25 years, and as we said, by the time we came, just two of us, our first daughter was being carried in the womb, so she is younger than Christian Missionary Fellowship Uganda, and she graduated from the university this year. So you can actually talk about how old is CMFI Uganda. CMFI Uganda is older than many of the children who have graduated from the university already. CMFI Uganda, by the time we came, those who later on joined, the people like the Nicholas, the people like the Moses Omoko, the people like Kennedy, they were very, very tiny Sunday school children. And who are they now? These are men, married, some married and some with children. And that is why, as we will be sharing, we will draw our attention to the fact that if we miss out the children ministry, wherever we are, in our various nation, in our various town, then we are actually missing what CMFI Uganda is. Because we actually started, most of them were children. I will never forget a day when a pastor came to visit us, because we used to have the prayer meeting on Thursday. He came to visit us, a very close friend of our ministry. And very soon, I told him, very soon we are about to have our prayer meeting. And he saw Margaret come in, saw Deborah come in, very, very tiny young girls, because they were just secondary school children. Those were our key members from the word go. And when he went to town the next day, when I met him in town, as he was speaking, he was not mocking. He was just laughing. He was telling somebody, can you imagine? I went to Michael's home, and very soon I saw two tiny girls coming in. And Michael was saying, "Very, we are about to have our prayer meeting." And the pastor, he laughed. He said, this missionary life. Today, those tiny girls, missionaries, national missionary or missionary in another nation, because we saw the importance of these children in serving the Lord and in following the Lord. we are entering into another 25 years. What is the Lord saying? The Lord Himself will bring our ministry to prominence. The Lord Himself is going to bring our ministry to prominence. And our fruit shall explode in the nation. And our fruit shall explode in the region. And our fruit shall explode beyond the nations. There have been 25 years of learning to know the Lord. 25 years of learning to serve the Lord. And by the time I came to the mission field, because I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ in January 1985, and finally came to the, graduated and went and joined CMFI fully in 1990, I was just 5 years old in Christian Missionary Fellowship International. And finally came to the mission field, young, inexperienced, but my heart was correct. And I believe and I know that my heart is still correct today, and I'm still strong, totally committed, given to ensure that what God brought sent us to the nation to do is fully accomplished. We have used the first 25 years to learn, to love the Lord, to learn, to know what the vision is. And I can tell you, the Lord will take the work that was started 25 years ago to prominence. He will take the work in Pretoria to prominence. It will emerge. The work in Pretoria will explode. Because where they are now, they have a larger number than when we started in Uganda. The work there is going to explode. The work in each of the nations that we have gone will explode. And from Uganda, the work will spread and spread and spread and spread to the extremities of the earth. The work will explode. The Lord is taking us into the age of multiplication. We are going to take, you shall take a year henceforth and accomplish what you have not been able to do in 25 years. That is the age in which our ministry has reached. You are going to see that what we have failed to accomplish in 25 years, we will see the brethren in Kisumu taking 1 year to accomplish it, because our work has entered into the year of harvest. We are no longer in the year of planting. It is the year of abundant harvest. It is the year of multiplication. It is the year of breakthrough. For those of you watching, what God has done already, just this, during this COVID period, by the time we were starting 2020, we had 98 house churches in Uganda. Presently, we have over 250 house churches in the nation. And you can see the same thing is happening in South Sudan. The year has, we have entered into the stage where it is the stage of explosion, it is the stage of breakthrough, it is the stage of multiplication, where what we, the Lord has done in our life, will begin to multiply in the lives of others. You shall multiply many folds. You shall have the fruit of many years of your labor. We have entered the age of harvesting. These 25 years ahead of us, divided into period, short period of five years, are years of harvesting. Are years of harvesting. We have planted. We shall harvest. We shall harvest. We shall harvest. We shall multiply within the nation. We shall multiply in the region. And we shall multiply globally. It shall be the age of tens of thousands in different places. And it shall be an abnormality to have any of the pastors within our ministry leading a work that is less than 1,000. The least among you shall be like David. And the house of David shall be like God. It's a year of a breakthrough.
It's a new beginning. It's a season of harvest. Our children that have learned to serve God will become fruitful in the service of the Lord. You have learned to serve the Lord. Together we have all learned to serve the Lord. You shall become fruitful in the service of the Lord. The house church in your hand shall explode. There will be numbers, breakthrough, not only in the number of people who join you, but in the number of new house churches you shall start. We have entered the age of harvest. Pastors will have churches of thousands. And there will be in one town, multitude of churches of thousands. And mega churches shall become common, a common phenomenon among us in the work that flow out from this nation. There will be mega churches. Multiplication of mega churches in Kampala, multiplication of mega churches in Yeh, multiplication of mega churches in Juba, multiplication of mega churches and in Kisumu, and then the word shall flow from Kisumu, and it will not be long before Kisumu will not be talking about Western Kenya. Kisumu is talking about a breakthrough that has flowed out and spread out within Kenya and spread out within Kenya, and then their word shall flow back to Uganda, and from Uganda their word shall flow and begin to touch other places. For the work in Kisumu will explode. It shall be a breakthrough, and a breakthrough that comes from the Lord. There will be workers that will come in. There shall be rapid spread of the work. There shall be the rapid spread of the work. The work shall spread in a rapid way. So our brethren, what we are actually saying is that the age, the time has come. We have learned to serve the Lord. We shall begin to witness fruit in the service of the Lord. Let it not be that the harvest period, as the harvest period comes, we have become discouraged by digging the rocks that we have become tired. Let it not be. Let us wake up. Let's strengthen ourselves. Let's strengthen our weak arms. Let's strengthen our weak knees. Let's move on, because there are open doors that God has opened them already. We should just enter into them. The breakthrough in our work is going to be through the student ministry. This is what the Lord was telling me this morning. That you are the fruit of the student ministry. Both of you who came to Uganda with the work, you are the fruit of the student ministry. And as you study your work, you will see that it is through the student ministry that you have been having a breakthrough. You are going to have a breakthrough. One of the secrets shall be through the fruit of the student ministry. So we call every one of us to give ourselves to the student work, and minister, so that the ministry will explode through the student work. Through the student door, the work shall have an explosion, and there will be workers, and there will be workers that will come in as a result of the student work. We should concentrate and touch the life of the student. We should concentrate and penetrate the secondary school student and win multitude of them for the Lord. We should concentrate and penetrate the student in the university, win multitude of them for the Lord. We should concentrate and penetrate the institution and win multitude of them for the Lord. Let us concentrate and concentrate and concentrate. Remember, the student work will be one of the secrets of our breakthrough. The student work has been one of the secrets of our breakthrough. Part of the overflow of our work, where we have left an impact for each of these people, each of these missionaries that went, all of them, they actually had time with us. Most of them stayed with us in the home here. The breakthrough we are going to have in the world will be as a result of the deepened relationship that we have with one another and we have with the fruit that we are producing. We must treat all those we are leading to the Lord the way we treat our biological children and build a deepened relationship with them, and out of that overflow of that relationship, we shall see workers spreading all over, all over, all over. God has given to us children, multiplication of children. Let us handle them. It will not be long before out of the fruit of our ministry, our children shall go for our God. We should give ourselves to ensure that there's deeper relationship among us. Let our life be multiplied into the life of those God has given to us. The transformation of people is not just through gifts. A person can be gifted and remain barren. Why? Because you need that which God has done in your life transferred, imparted into the life of another. And for that to happen, it is through relationship. We need to ensure that there are spiritual families established in our various localities, in our various nations. And with spiritual family means there is someone who believes in the Lord. There's someone who believes in leadership. There's someone who believes in our vision. And there's someone who is attached. He understands the vision, believes the vision, attached to leadership, attached to the vision, and as a result of that, the overflow of his life will be people who will be attached to him and will begin to spread out in all directions. I call upon the leaders to give ourselves to make people understand our vision. Because we cannot be asking people to believe what they don't understand. We do not ask people just to do it because the leadership says it. If that is so, then we become a cult, and we are not a cult. We ask people to do what they have understood as written in the Word of God, explain to them so that they can be able to explain it to others. Let's bring people to a point that they begin to understand our vision and they are in a position to explain our vision from a point of conviction to others, so that those who are understanding it, when other people will come close to them, they can equally explain, and they will not explain by sending you to the leader to explain for them. Let's give the people the time. Let them understand our vision. Let them believe what the Lord has given to us. And let them become attached. And let them become committed and be able to go. So that, like others who went, they themselves will find their place in the vision. Before I share some few things from the world, our breakthrough will come on the 2nd of September 1995. On the 2nd of September 1995, when we were being commissioned, we were being sent off as missionary, the Lord gave us the secret of breakthrough. And this morning, the Lord told me to tell all the brethren who have been the fruit of the work here from Uganda, the same Christian Missionary Fellowship International Ministry that started from here, from Uganda, that there is something that you must give ourselves to. The Lord gave us a weapon. In the prophetic message, if you want to know what is the weapon that God has given to you for a breakthrough, where are you coming from? The Lord gave us a message, and I'm going to read the message and call every one of us to come back to the message. We'll read the message. Mark, come and read for us. Sister Matthew will come and read for us. our send-off message.
Praise the Lord. Send-off of Michael and Makrini Somme as missionaries to Uganda, 2nd of September, 1995. Prophetic message by Brother Zach Fomo. My beloved children, I'm coming with you into that which looks like the unknown, yet it is known by me. I'm coming with you to the people to whom I'm sending you. A people unknown to you, but a people known to me. A people that do not deserve to be loved. Nevertheless, I love them, and I charge you to love them. And I give you my love with which to love them. Love them, love them, love them. I am coming with you. I will love them through you. I will love them in you. I will love them. For I love them. You love them. Love them the way I have loved you. Love them recklessly. Love them totally. Hold nothing back from them. Give yourselves to them, even as I have given myself to you. I love you. I love them. Love them for me. Love them in me. I send you to do a spectacular work, a work rooted in my love, a work rooted in my victory. You shall let my love flow through you to them. They shall pull, that love shall pull them to you. That love shall bind them to you. And that love shall make you one with them. And that love will make you and them a team to flow through the nation and beyond the borders of the nation. It shall be the victory of love. Even as my love has conquered you, let my love conquer them. Unite your love to mine and let it loose for a mighty harvest. Unite your love to mine and let it loose for a mighty victory. Fear not. Love has never failed, because it is a work of love, because it shall always be a work of love, because love always triumphs. Your triumph is settled, and it is my triumph. It is my victory. You shall succeed. You shall triumph. You shall bring men to me. You shall bring women to me. You shall bring great worldly people to me. You shall bring lowly worldly people to me. You shall bring all kinds of sinners to me. But I give you one weapon, the weapon of love, the weapon of love, the weapon of love. As you flow in my love, and as you allow my love to break down the barriers, as you allow my love to break down the mountains, my love shall cause the mountains to melt like wax. Distant lands, distant peoples, distant tribes, distant social groups will be brought near, conquered by my love, preserved by my love, transformed by my love, made into instruments of the gospel by my love. I give you my love. Love each other as an example to the nation. Love the flock I will give you as an example to others. Love those who shall speak evil of you. Love those who shall persecute you. Love those who shall be jealous of you. Love those who shall go away from you. Build a monument of love, and all the forces of hell shall be impotent against you. I am coming with you. I will supply your needs. I will supply your need to know me. I will supply your need to love me. I will supply your need to depend on me. I will supply your need to move in my power and not yours. I will supply your need to give me all the glory. I will supply all your needs. Your bread and all you need is guaranteed. I am your guarantor. I go with you. I give myself to you. I am yours. Give me your hearts. Give me your all. Be mine. Be mine. Even as I am yours. Amen.
Amen. So this morning, as I was asking the Lord, what is the way forward? How do we proceed ahead? How we do know new breakthroughs? What weapon, oh God, are we to use? The Lord told me, I have not changed. So it is the weapon of love. 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 You shall conquer by my love. I give you one weapon. We are saying, brethren, for all in South Sudan, I give you one weapon. For all in Kenya, who over the overflow of this ministry, I give you one weapon. Those in Pretoria, I give you one weapon. Those in the North, I give you one weapon. Those in the West, I give you one weapon. And I can tell you, brethren, each time I have tried that weapon, it has worked. It is called the weapon of love. I give you one weapon, the weapon of love, the weapon of love, a weapon of love. It is love, the power of love that will break barriers and give us the explosions. It is that power of love that will break barriers. The Lord told me it is one weapon and that he has not changed. The Lord has not changed. The weapon that the Lord has given to us is the weapon. Love is patient. To be patient towards one another. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the Lord began to define what that love is. Love is patient. The Lord has called us to be patient towards those who have come in. Some will come in and they are half naked. Some will come in and they have all sorts of hair. Some will come in. Let us be patient. Let us be patient. Some will come in and as arrogant as a tortoise. Some will come in and they will be as whatever you can imagine. The Lord said, let us be patient towards them. You cannot change without patience. Love is patient. Love is kind. The Lord is calling us to be kind towards one another and kind towards the outsiders. We will conquer through being patient. We will conquer through being kind. Love does not envy. Let us rejoice with the success of our brothers. Let us rejoice. If one member of the body is doing well, let us rejoice. Let's put away envy. Let's put away jealousy. Let's put away all those tiny, tiny things that are indication of the fact that you have not integrated the body. Love does not boast. Love is not proud. Let's put away pride in our relationship with one another. Let's put away pride in our relationship with outsiders. Love is not rude. Let's put away the rudeness, arrogance. Love is not self-seeking. Let's put an end to the self-life in our relationship with one another and think about the good of one another, and it will not be long before we witness exceptional breakthrough. God has given to us one weapon, the weapon of love, the weapon of love. Love is not easily angered. Let's put away this irritability. The slightest thing, you become angry. Angry towards one another. Angry towards God. Angry towards your spouse. Angry towards the brethren. Angry towards the nation. Angry towards almost everybody. Love is not easily angered. If the work is not great in your hands, and you give yourself to irritability, you have actually decided that you will block the work. give yourself to anger, you have actually decided you block the work. For the Lord has given to us the weapon of love, and love is not easily angered. Love does not keep a record of wrong. So that somebody does something to you now, maybe you tell one of your children, go and bring my diary of 1965. And begin to mention to people, remember that you did this. Those who keep a record of wrong will block their life and block the ministry. Love does not keep a record of wrong. Let's put away all those records of wrong. Oh, coming to be together, fellowship with one another is also coming to step on the feet of one another. It is coming to annoy one another, but it is a family. It is a family. We may step on the feet of one another, but it does not mean that we hate one another. Let's put away all the record of wrong. The future depends on that one weapon, the weapon of love. It does not delight in evil. It rejoices in the truth. It always protects. Let's take steps always to protect one another. Let's take steps to protect one another. Love always trusts. That is, love always trusts. Even if the person has betrayed, the person who betrayed you yesterday may have been converted at night. Love always trusts. Love always hopes. And love always perseveres. Let's persevere in persevering with those difficult brethren, in persevering with those people, difficult people around us. We can be very, very sure the Lord will do something, and it will not be long before they themselves are changed. They themselves are transformed. So one weapon, the weapon of love. We shall pray, we shall fast, we shall sacrifice, we shall do all those things. But if we leave out the weapon of love, we will fail and fail and fail. And our failure will be a declaration that we have left out something. We make a proclamation about CMFI, our ministry. And I want us, wherever we are, very soon I will show the open, we'll look at the word from the Bible before we round up. But in 2003, the Lord gave a message to our leader, and he proclaimed it, what God saw our ministry in Uganda to be. Beginning with the work here in Kampala. We proclaim that there shall be a church of 10,000 in Kampala in not too distant a future. We proclaim that it shall be a center for salvation. So the work here in Kampala shall be a center for salvation, a center for healing, a center for breaking of curses, and a center for deliverance. And it is not just the church in Kampala. Whatever work has originated from here, you will be a center of healing, a center of salvation, a center of breaking of curses. And the power of the Lord shall be there. So in our churches, the power of the Lord shall be in our churches. The power of the Lord shall rise upon our pastors, and the anointing of God will rise upon them, so that just by opening their mouth and speaking few words, multitude of things, impact, result will be produced. And people shall come from the east, and people shall come from the north, and people shall come from the south, and they shall be saved, they shall be healed, they shall be delivered from demons, and curses shall be broken. That is what the Lord has declared concerning our ministry. We proclaim that the high society shall bow to Jesus. All sorts of people in the high society, they shall come to our churches, and they shall bow to the Lordship of the Lord Jesus. The workplace socially shall bow to Jesus. And they shall come, they shall fall before him, and they shall come in true repentance, and they shall come with broken hearts, and they shall come crying like babies, and they shall be nourished. So multitude, people in high, the high class of the society, well placed in the society, they will flock into our churches, and the time has come, and we shall witness it happening. We proclaim that the ignorant shall come and gain knowledge. So our churches shall be centers of teaching, center of the impartation of the knowledge of God. The truth shall be given to young people and it shall ignite them. Our youth shall be ignited by the word. The word shall be given to them and the word will ignite them. The word will ignite them and they will begin to run in the power of that word, because they shall not be zealous without knowledge. They shall be zealous, but they shall have the right knowledge to go and give out. They shall go forth and ignite the city. Our youth, our young people will go forth and ignite the city. They shall go forth and ignite the nation. And Christ shall be Lord, and Jesus Christ shall be Lord. We proclaim that the rich will come with their riches and lay them at the feet of the Lord. So the rich people, they will come with their riches and lay them at the feet of the Lord. And let me tell you another thing. What the Lord was telling me last night, as I waited on him, the Lord said, many of your people have learned to do business. Now they will begin to harvest from their businesses. They have learned to make money, but they now... The Lord told me, proclaim to your people, you have learned to make money, but you have not yet been making money. Now you will begin to make money. You have learned to serve me. You have not yet been producing fruit from your service. You will now begin to produce fruit from your service. You have learned business, but you have not yet started making business. Now you begin to produce the fruit of business, which is called profit. The Lord with mighty hand will rest upon our businessmen all over in our work, and multitude, huge sums of money will begin to flow. The rich shall come. They shall beg Jesus to accept their wealth. The rich shall bring themselves and lay them at the feet of Jesus. They shall bring their wealth, begging to be accepted. And their wealth shall be used for the conquest of city. Oh, people shall come and they will bring in the wealth. And the wealth will be used for the conquest of the city. The wealth shall be used for the conquest of nations. And Jesus Christ shall be Lord. These are proclamations that came from the founder of our ministry, given to him by the Lord to proclaim concerning our work in this nation, in this town. We proclaim that hearts shall be set free. Those bound by the world, bound by the love of money, divided hearts by the love of gain, they shall be set free. Those bound in immorality, those bound in all diverse sin, they shall be set free. For the power of God shall be released to release people. First, there will be a flame that shall consume in consume increasing number of hearts. And we proclaim that the small flame shall become a mighty flame. So there shall be a mighty flame, a small flame starting from the heart of few, and that will spread. And after a time, there's a mighty flame consuming a whole church, consuming a whole town, as a result of something that started from our midst. And the city shall be set on fire, and the nation shall be set on fire. So through our work in this nation, the city shall be set on fire, and the nation shall be set on fire, and the region shall be set on fire. We are destined to do exploit for the Lord. The Lord has planted the seed, and we shall witness, and we have entered that era of witnessing. All that were planted through proclamation, through the word taught, all that were planted through the prayer, we shall begin to witness. It is harvest time, and I invite you to the harvest time. A multitude, large numbers, difficult to count, will be caught up on fire and worship the Lord, begging that they will not be consumed. Large numbers, large multitude, difficult to count, will be caught up on fire and worship the Lord and begging that they will not be consumed. That's what is going to happen through our ministry in this nation. Through this nation, there will be many set a place for the Lord, and it shall be a mighty fire, a fire of revival. So a fire of revival is coming upon our ministry in this nation. A fire of revival is coming upon our brethren. A fire of revival is coming upon our house churches. A fire of revival is coming in Barara. A fire of revival is coming in Bale, in Busia. A fire of revival is coming wherever our ministry has been started. A fire of revival that will spread and will ignite heart in Ye, ignite heart in Juba, ignite heart all over. As we spread, we shall spread the fire. And people shall come and catch the fire. A multitude in the city shall come and catch the fire. Multitude in the nation shall come and catch the fire. A multitude in other nations shall come and catch the fire. And the nations shall come and catch the fire. That is what is destined for CMFI Uganda. People should, from other nations, from other cities, from other regions, will come here and catch the fire. And they will catch the fire through you, because something will take place in your life. And the Lord shall be exalted, and the Lord shall be exalted, and the Lord shall be exalted. This is part of the world we have as CMFI Uganda, a center of revival. A center of revival. A center of revival. Part of the secret of our conquest is that the Lord is calling us to conquer on our knees. On this special day, brethren, we invite every one of us. The Lord is not calling some individual to pray. The Lord is calling every one of us so that there will be a mighty force, a mighty force, a mighty force. Pray, a mighty force, pray. Multitude that are praying and cry out to God, and cry out to God. And as a result of their prayers, rising to God, rising to God, rising to God, we'll begin to witness explosion in all directions. Conquer on your knee. Multitude of people and not few people pray. Get a company of saints who are carrying one word after the other, who are crying to God, who are crying to God. Let there be multitude of people who are praying. Let there be multitude of people who are praying. The secret of our breakthrough, the prayer of multitudes. The prayer of multitudes. As we round up our sharing on this special day, there are some of you who have been there in CMFI Uganda for 25 years. Some have been there for 20 years. Some may just have joined and you are even less than 1 year. You have chosen to be part of CMFI Uganda. This is my cry and my advice and my plea to you. Do not waste the next 25 years. Invest the next 25 years of your life and leave a revolutionary impact, so that in 25 years to come, as we begin to reflect on what happened, you will be able to proclaim, I did not waste my life. You have chosen to be part of the ministry. Find your place. Fulfill your calling in CMFI Uganda and in CMFI as a whole. Do not waste your life. We are calling the saints to a life of reconsecration to the Lord. We are calling the saints to a life of total consecration, a life of surrender, a life of laying our all on the altar, so that we are begging the Lord, Lord, accept our all, and Lord, use our all to fulfill the purpose for which we were born, and for which we were called, and for which we became part of Christian Missionary Fellowship International. We'll read a short passage. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, as we round up before we pray, Let's look at that short passage. We'll read from verse 1 to verse 9, but let me say exactly what I want to bring out in verse 5. Now, who is willing to consecrate himself today to the Lord? That's what I want to share on. I want to ask you wherever you are, now, who is willing to consecrate himself to the Lord today? Now, who is willing to lay his all on the altar for the Lord today? Toward the close of David's life, as David was rounding off his ministry, because the Bible said David served the Lord in his generation. He served God in his generation. He made this call to Israel. Now, who is willing to consecrate himself to the Lord today? And I'm making this call to every one of you who is hearing and who will hear after this. Who is willing to consecrate himself to the Lord today? Who is willing to lay his life on the altar for the Lord and say, Lord, I don't want to waste the next 25 years. Now, who is willing to consecrate himself to the Lord today? From verse 1, then King David said to the whole assembly, my son Solomon and the one whom God has chosen is young and inexperienced. And the task is great. Brethren, the task is great. I can only tell you who have followed us and who have followed me and who have followed us as a missionary couple that the task is great. The task is great. And we are inexperienced. So brethren, we call you from different directions. Come and let's lay our all on the altar. So that inexperienced people, people not gifted, people with all diverse faults, we can team up together and do something for our God. Now, who is willing to consecrate himself to the Lord today? Are you in Kampala willing to consecrate your all, to lay down your all on the altar and say, Lord, I don't want to waste the next 25 years. In the next 25 years, I will be over 70 years. I will be over 70 years. I don't know how old you will be. I don't know how old you will be. Will it be wasted 25 years, wasted resources, wasted time, wasted money, wasted finances, wasted? Or your life will be described as someone who had the resources, the Lord gave resources into his hand and he placed them upon the altar for the Lord. So David spoke to the whole assembly by telling them, the one who will be taking over from me, who will be leading you, is young and inexperienced. It's unfortunate that for many in the body of Christ, all that they concentrate to do is look at the fault of leaders, their inexperience, their shortcomings, and instead of coming in to complement where leaders, where those at the forefront of the service are lacking, they sit behind and become weapon in the hand of the enemy, and even the few who were ahead are discouraged. Come and put in what you can put in, so that in the next 25 years we'll have a story to tell. Come and look at our lives in leadership. And where you, if God can open your eye to see a fault, then God has something in your life that you can put in to complement that fault. When you see somebody who has a fault, then God has made you the strong point to team up with that person. And together, something will begin to happen because of the two of you. The Lord, David said, the task is great because this palatial structure is not for man but for the Lord. And David said, with all my resources, I have provided for the temple of my God. with all my resources. That's what David said. With all my resources, I have provided for the temple of the Lord my God. Brother, I want to testify as a leader that I've held nothing back in the work the Lord has given us in this nation. I have held nothing back. If you know, those of you who have followed me, if you know anything that I have held back, come and tell me, and I will release it into your hand to give it into the service of the Lord. I can lift on my hand to the Lord and say, Lord, for these 25 years, I don't know what I've held back. And the next 25 years, I don't know what I'll hold back. And another 25 years, Lord, I will not know what I'll hold back, because my life is laid on your altar. Brethren, I invite you, come and let's do like David. David said, with all my resources, will you be able to say that, brethren? Will you not say that today and say, Lord, with all my resources, I will ensure that the great job that you want done in this ministry is accomplished. Will you not say that, brethren? That's the invitation I'm giving every one of us, that let's bring in all our resources. Let's bring in all our talent. Let's bring in all our money. Let's bring in all that we can bring in so that we can be able to proclaim that that palace's structure has been accomplished, has been constructed, the work God has called you and called me, because we have teamed up together and we are in the same boat. If I sing, you will sing. Let's join together and put in all that we can put in and let the work be done. With all my resources, I have provided for the temple of the Lord. Gold for the work of gold, silver for silver, bronze for bronze, iron for iron, wood for wood, as well as onyx for the setting, turquoise, stones of various colors, and all the kinds of stone and marble. All of these in large quantities. That is the proclamation of David at the close of his life. He said, with all my resources, beside in my devotion in the temple of my God, I now give my personal treasures of gold and silver for the temple of my God. And above everything, I have provided for this holy temple 3,000 talents of gold, 7,000 talents of refined silver for the overlay of the walls of the building, for the gold work, and the silver, and for all the work to be done by the craftsmen. Now, who is willing to consecrate himself today to the Lord? Now, who is willing to consecrate? David was saying, I have done my part. I've held nothing back. Who is willing? What was the response of the people? Then the leaders of the families, the officers of the tribe of Israel, the commanders of thousands, and the commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of the king's work, they gave willingly. David said, I have held nothing back, and I have released. And the people responded by giving willingly. Your action we ignite the heart of another to join to do the work of God, or your attitude will block another person from being committed. Your life, people are watching. People are watching. People are seeing you. Will it be said tomorrow? Will someone say tomorrow about you that when I saw you pulling your legs, and because you were an elder brother and an elder sister, I also decided to pull my legs? Is that what will be said about you? Will it be said about you that someone saw your total commitment, and because you were totally committed, someone also decided to become totally committed? What will be said about you tomorrow? They saw the example of David, and they gave willingly, and they gave toward the work on the temple of God 5,000 talents, 5,000 talents and 10,000 darics of gold, 10,000 talent of silver, 18,000 talent of bronze, and 100,000 talent of iron. In verse 8, any who had precious stone gave them to the treasury of the temple of the Lord in the court of Jehiel, the Gershonite. Verse 9, the people rejoiced at the willing response of their leader, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. The people saw, the leaders saw the action of David and then acted. Then the people saw the action of their leaders and they rejoiced because their leader, they acted wholeheartedly. They gave willingly and wholeheartedly. That's the call I am giving every one of us today. Come willingly, come wholeheartedly, and respond to who is willing to consecrate himself to the Lord today. The consecration is not by word. The consecration is by action. Your action in your giving, your action in your service, your action in your following, your action in your total surrender will be the declaration that you consecrated yourself or you did not consecrate yourself. Who is willing to consecrate himself to the Lord today? I want us to pray. I want to pray one prayer. In the book of John, chapter 20, from verse 19, on the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." The disciples were together, and the disciples were afraid, and the disciples had locked the door. At the critical point in the ministry of the Lord Jesus, fearful disciples, afraid, locked themselves, but they were together, and the Lord appeared, and the Lord said, "Peace be with you." After the Lord did this, he showed them his hand and side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Verse 21, and the Lord said, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you." We want to commission every one of you the way we are commissioned. As the Father sent me, even so I sent you. That's what the Lord said. And to whom was he speaking? To these fearful people who had locked the door and who had thought that it was all ended. And the Lord showed them the marks of his sacrifice. As the Father sent me, even so I sent you. And in verse 22, and with that, he breathed on them the Spirit, and he told them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Then verse 23, he gave them authority. If you forgive anyone his sin, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. What happened here? Fearful people told to go exactly the way the Lord went, and then the Lord gave them the resources. Any willing person, irrespective of the condition in which he finds himself, who says, "I believe that this task, in this task is found my task, in this ministry is found my ministry. I am fearful, unable." Something will take place in your life. The resources of God are released in the hands of those who make themselves willing and say, "Lord, here I am. I am ready to go. The Lord said, as my Father sent me, I sent you. Who today is willing to go? Who today is willing to lay his life on the altar for the Lord? Who today, wherever you are, say, Lord, I believe in this ministry, has found my ministry, and therefore today I consecrate myself to you. I lay down my life, I lay down my all on the altar, and I accept the task that I go even as others came to me. Even as others brought the gospel to me, I also decide to go. Today, we want to pray. Wherever you are going to stand, and we are going to pray this prayer of reconsecration to the Lord. This prayer today, I am reconsecrating myself to the Lord for this next 25 years ahead of me. That's what I was crying to God for myself. And before the saints, I'm reconsecrating myself to the Lord by saying, Lord, my all I place on your altar. And Lord, I go for you. And therefore, Lord, release the resources, release your spirit, and release the authority so that I go an anointed man, I go a man of power, a man of authority, a consecrated man who accepts his task will be an empowered man. Will you stand for us to reconsecrate ourselves for the next 25 years ahead of us as we give ourselves in order to serve the Lord in this ministry to which we belong? We will not be confused people. We have chosen and we know the work the Lord has given to us. We have entered phase 3 of our ministry, a phase of the making of disciples. And it is very, very clear what the making of disciples in our ministry is. Ensuring that all those negative things are uprooted, those positive things planted, and that what has happened in your life, you set out to begin to do the same in the life of others. As simple as that. We preach the gospel as we obey the Santa Cruz message. And then we set out to ensure that our lives are revived as we obey the Betua message. And we set out to multiply the same experience in the lives of others. That's what the making of disciples in phase 3 is all about. We set out to ensure that we multiply the house churches. To contribute maximally to these 1 million house churches of between 50 to 100 members that must be planted in phase 3. Do you want to be part of those who say, Lord, here am I, equip me, I put away my fear, and I receive your peace, and I receive your spirit, and I receive your authority? Then stand and let's consecrate ourselves to the Lord for the next 25 years and the years ahead. Lift up your hand wherever you are and begin to talk to God. Lift up your hand, begin to talk to the Lord. As you consecrate yourself, laying down your all, and begging the Lord to accept you and to accept your all. Let's pray together. Consecrate yourself to the Lord. Ask the Lord to release the resources that you need. When the Lord said, receive the Spirit, he was talking about receive all the resources that you need for the work to which you have been called. Ask the Lord to release upon your life all the resources that you need to fulfill the ministry before you. Let's pray. Thank you. Lord, your children, where they are now, are laying their lives on the altar. Are laying their lives on the altar. Are laying their all on the altar. I plead, we plead with you, O God. You who see the heart of men. We pray that you accept us. We plead with you, O God. That you accept us. And we plead with you, O God, that your fire will consume our lives. And we plead with you, O God, that your resources from above, your spirit, and all that we shall need to fulfill your calling upon our lives be released. We pray that the Spirit of God will come upon the leaders and upon every one of us, that it will be a new beginning. Moment of new breakthroughs. We pray that we witness, oh God, this abundant harvest, this explosion. And we pray that in each of the places where we are, each church in 1 year, oh God, will do what we have failed to accomplish, oh God, in 25 years. For we are in the era of abundance and the era of your explosion. Bless our leaders. That they will be examples, that by their commitment, they will inspire, oh God, the heart of others to become committed. Bless, oh God, all the saints, that none of us, it will be said of none of us, that we held anything back. Thank you, oh God, for this day. We pray that your blessing, oh God, will rest upon our brethren. We rest upon our missionaries, oh God, who left from here and they are serving in other places. Rest upon the fruit of their ministry. Rest upon the saints here in Kampala. Rest upon the saints here in this nation. May it be blessing and blessing and blessing and blessing. Thank you, oh God, because we know what will happen because your declaration that you are with us is true. We bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord bless you again for being part of us and part of this wonderful family. I will encourage you, continue to send in your testimony. Immediately after this, some of this sharing, Sister Mark was sharing with us, will be on the group so that we can take them one by one and begin to thank God. Send in yours so that we'll continue to thank God. We'll equally send in what put on the various groups, what our missionaries were sharing with us. Thank you for being patient with us. Thank you for loving us. And thank you for being part of SEMEFA Uganda family. May God bless you. Amen.
Thank you very much.